Asia Press TV News in brief. Russia has accused U.S. and NATO of violating the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or the NPT. Russian Foreign Ministry says the so-called nuclear missions practiced by the U.S. and NATO are against the treaty. Now, it urged Washington to return all its nuclear weapons and ban placing nuclear weapons abroad. And the United States has once again accused Russia of supporting pro-Russians in eastern Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. says Moscow is training, arming, bankrolling, and even fighting alongside pro-Russian forces in Ukraine's conflict zone. The Kremlin has resolutely rejected the claims. A group of masked assailants have attacked a mosque in the U.S. state of Massachusetts, causing damage to its building. The men attacked the mosque while worshippers were inside praying. Saudi warplanes have once again targeted different locations throughout Yemen. The latest attacks, fighter jets pounded a residential area and police headquarters in the capital, Sana'a. Earlier airstrikes in the north of Aden and the provinces of Sa'ada and Jaf claimed the lives of at least 31 people. The UNICEF says 80% of Yemen's population, that's over 20 million people, are in need of some form of humanitarian aid. United Nations aid agency says the impoverished nation should receive urgent basic necessities such as safe water, food, and medical supplies. Now, clashes have erupted between Syrian Kurdish fighters and ISIL Tech Fury terrorists after Kurds managed to take control over parts of the town near Tal Abyad on the border with Turkey. Kurdish fighters have launched a two-pronged attack against ISIL in Tal Abyad to free a strategic route between Kobani and Qamishli. Boko Haram terrorists have killed at least 43 people in an attack on three villages in northeast Nigeria. Witnesses say dozens of terrorists attacked the villages in the rest of Borno State and then burned all the homes there. The attack took place on Tuesday, and communication difficulties hampered the news getting out.